One day, Jesus was walking down a road with his disciples and saw a blind man, a man who had been blind from birth. The disciples think this is a good time for a theological discussion, and so they ask in John chapter 9, verse 2, "Rabbi, who's guilty of sin, the man or the man's parents?" You see, in that day, it was believed that sickness or malady was directly correlated to a person's sinfulness. The greater the sickness or trial or disease, then the greater the sin must have been. Hence, you have the book of Job with his friends trying to coax Job into confessing some terrible sin because God wouldn't allow to happen to Job what had happened unless God was trying to punish Job for sin. But before we move further into the text, let me show you three things that we learn from God's Word. The first is this: sickness, trial, or tragedy, all of those things are a result of the fall of man into sin. When Eve sinned, the functionality of the world was broken and brought on these things. The second thing is, not all sickness or disease is a result of personal sin. Jesus says that neither this man nor his parents' sin caused the man's blindness. Third thing is this: sometimes sickness or malady is a result of sinfulness. Some people in the church at Corinth died because they took lightly the Lord's Supper. Ananias and Sapphira died because they took lightly the holiness of God in the book of Acts. Sometimes when we go through trials, we arrogantly think, "What in the world did I do to deserve this?" Well, we may have done something, but we also need to realize and we need to love the fact that maybe we haven't done anything, but that God wants to work something in you and through you for His glory. In order to live out this truth, instead of asking, "What did I do to deserve this?" we need to ask, "Father, what do you want to teach me through this?" Today when you pray, please pray for Pablo Munoz and his family, our changemaker missionary in Chile. And also remember the Nairamba LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.